Matt Grant, and you're listening to The Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Hey, Matt. It's great to be back.
You know, I noticed recently that Adobe confirmed a critical unpatched vulnerability in its PDF reader Acrobat software, and that it's being exploited by malicious attackers. Can you tell us a little bit more about this particular attack?
Well, yes. In this case, there's a vulnerability that the bad guys can use so that they can craft a PDF file to exploit it. And when they do that, then it uses JavaScript to run some really nasty stuff on your computer in technical terms. So part of the problem is the way that Adobe allows and by default enables JavaScript in their browser, in their reader. Unexplainably bad design decision. They should have learned from Microsoft Office back when macro viruses were king. Now, one of the mitigations for this is turn off the JavaScript in Adobe, and I recommend that for all users.
So what specifically, I guess, is the exploit exploiting?
The exploit itself, and it's kind of technical, but you have I believe this one's a buffer overflow. And so what happens is there's a way to create a file that will allow the attacker to essentially crash the application, except it doesn't necessarily visibly crash. It's what happens is instead of following the normal program instructions, the attacker is able to get Acrobat to start running other instructions, running things that it wasn't supposed to run, which means the code that they wrote, the programs that they want. And once you do that, you can do all kinds of things, such as download other malicious files to get more stuff done. You can get what they call shell on some servers if it's being run on a server, and having a command shell means that then you can run FTP to download files. There's a variety of things that can be attacked when you exploit this vulnerability.
You know, I know Adobe is a program that a lot of folks, even not in the IT industry, what can they do to protect themselves from this particular exploit?
Well, you can block PDF files, but that probably isn't practical in today's business environment. There are other readers available for PDFs. You don't have to use Acrobat. So that's one of the things. Definitely keep things patched. Teach users not to open up PDFs that they aren't expecting. It's not necessarily just coming from someone that you trust, but if you're not expecting it, then you should have a reason to be concerned, because a bad guy can hack into a friend's account, and when they send stuff from that account, it looks like it came from your friend. You can actually run the reader in Sandbox IE and sandbox it, so if you do get infected, then it contains the damage.
Interesting. So how would a user go through doing that?
Running in Sandbox IE?
Yep.
Well, first you obtain Sandbox IE. You can get it for free, or it doesn't cost much to get the registered version, which has greater flexibility. You can right-click on the Sandbox IE tray icon and tell it to run a program. You can right-click on the Acrobat icon and say, run Sandbox. With the paid version of Sandbox IE, you can set it up so that every time the Adobe Acrobat Reader is launched, it's automatically sandboxed.
That's a great piece of advice. Now, if people update their Adobe Reader, now that Adobe's aware of the problem, will that prevent it?
There's a patch available by now. And so, yeah, keeping it patched, updating it, and patching will prevent the exploit from happening.
Great. Well, Randy, always, as always, great piece of advice, especially with sandboxing the application itself. If you have any additional questions for Randy or you think you might have been affected, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow him on Twitter @esetresearch. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to The Malware Report with Randy Abrams.